Hey guys, welcome back. So we have PK.
Hi guys.
In from Blue Chili.
Yep.
It's great to have you. I first really want to apologize for my voice. It's the Australian Open right now. Combined with my daughter's third birthday and a day at the tennis landed me, and a lot of meetings yesterday, but landed me in a bit of hot water with my throat. So I apologize for the audio. So PK, entrepreneur in residence,
yes.
At Blue Chili.
Yep.
Okay, so Blue Chili's got a great name out there. Originally from Sydney.
Yep.
Do you want to just take us through a little bit about what Blue Chili is, who they are, what they do, how you do it?
Sure.
And then I'd really like to dive into cryptocurrency, Web 3.0,
yep.
All that type of stuff, which I think there's a lot of buzz about right now.
Yep.
And then there's a lot of mixed messages, and perhaps you can clear some of that up.
Okay.
So, Blue Chili.
Yeah. So we're a startup ourselves, so we've been around for a while. It started in Sydney out of a vision that Seb had, our CEO.
Yeah.
Being a founder himself, he wanted to help other founders. So we do four things, and we do it really well.
Mm-hmm.
So one was we help our startup founders, you know, build their products.
Yep.
So the non-technical founders who come in, we help them build their product. We help them secure their first investment. You know, we help them secure their first pilot.
Yep.
Because if a product is not commercially viable, it's not going to make any money.
Sure.
And then last but not the least, we also help them, you know, formalize their first team.
Yeah.
Whether it's the first hire, the first CTO, or the first, you know, CFO, whoever it is.
Yep.
So, and we have an engineering team, design team. You know, pretty much we wrap the entire team around the founder, so they don't feel like they're, you know, walking this path by themselves.
Yep.
Originally we used to take founders, you know, as a revolving door fashion,
yep.
So anyone can come in,
yep.
But now we're doing more category or theme based.
Good.
So last year we launched She Starts, which was Women in Tech.
Love it.
So second cohort is coming in this
mm-hmm.
year. You also launched a program around smart cities called City Connect.
Yep.
And we're working on something few, a couple more programs this year, so you'll hear about it.
So I'd love to talk about AI, but not today.
Yeah.
Because I think there's something there. In fact, someone messaged our Facebook page the other day and said, hello. And I actually was online. And so I wrote back, hi, how can I help you? Oh, this isn't a robot? No, this is a real person. But I understand that there's a lot of bots out there. So cryptocurrency is obviously, maybe a month ago, was like, you're an idiot if you don't get involved. This thing's blowing up. I see my friends out of Silicon Valley and Santa Monica going, this is amazing. But in the last sort of like 2 weeks, maybe 10 days, it's really started to tank.
Yeah.
What's going on? What do people need to know?
Yeah.
A lot of people that I speak to are trying to get rich quick. I have no idea. I've completely stayed away from it. Because I personally can't get behind something I'm not educated
yeah.
on. And there's so many conflicting things
mm-hmm.
out there.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know what to...
Yeah.
And then there's a whole fake news thing
yeah.
that's not like... So I've stayed away. What do I need to know? What do our viewers need to know?
I think the basic... I mean, I have a computer science background and 20 years of business background. So anything that I do, I'm paying my due diligence
sure.
before I get in. So I think depending on which camp you're in, whether
mm-hmm.
you're coming in and you're interested in the cryptocurrency or the protocol because of its mathematical nature or the computer science nature,
yep.
that's an engineering mind, right? So I can take you in a path. Where
yep.
if you're coming in for as an investor or someone who wants to just come and play and learn
yep.
And know the space, because this is the next new paradigm where internet is going to evolve, right?
Okay.
So that's why in my Twitter handle, you'll see I live in Web 3.0.
Sure.
Because what we are used to today is all Web 2.0 products.
Yep.
What's coming next in the pipe is Web 3.0.
Sure.
Right? And there's a good article that I'll ask you to read called FAP Protocol. So that distinguish. We'll put the link in the
yep.
in the video. It distinguishes how some of the big companies like Airbnb, Uber, Facebook have been built, and now the new companies are going to flip that paradigm on its head.
Yep.
Right? So if you're coming in for a get-rich-quick scheme, don't do it
yep.
because you're going to lose everything you got
yep.
And you're going to disappoint yourself.
Yep.
This is a long horizon, so it'll
sure.
be another 5, 10, 15 years.
Yep.
And so it's almost like come in to learn about this whole new paradigm.
Yep.
If you're going to put some money in, do it as an experiment to
sure.
see what you know how this whole thing works.
Yep.
And once you master it, then you know you can go full blown. So that's all I do. So I do crypto full time.
Yep.
I do machine learning.
You don't trade. Are you just acquiring?
I'm a trader as well.
You are trading?
Yeah, so I do day trading. So I'm a different breed, right?
Sure.
I can read protocols. I can still write code.
Yep.
So it's a different... If you've got my background, or if you're inclined to get into it, you want to learn programming and all that stuff, absolutely get it, right? And I'll take you through that path. There's lots of stuff you can learn. It's never too late. It's so early.
Yeah.
So it's like coming and laying the roads.
Yep.
We need people to come and draw the lines, you know, the walking path. We need people to come put the street signs. There's all stuff, all different types of skills are required in this space. So you don't have to be a computer science engineer to come in. In terms of the value of the cryptocurrency, if that's what you're asking, like anything else, like stocks, if you were getting into it, you wouldn't buy a stock because you haven't read about the P&L of the company, or if you don't know who the CEO of the company was, or what the product is, right? Unfortunately or fortunately, what's happening is cryptocurrency has hit so much press media.
Yep.
So people just go with what they read in the morning, and they probably make decisions in the afternoon because what they heard on the news or in a podcast, right?
Yeah.
That's not how you do long-term investment.
Sure.
Right? So you want to get into, if you're going into a particular protocol, let's say Ethereum or Stellar or any of these, you know, you want to understand what this protocol does.
Yep.
You know, what is the business they're in, which market they're after, what industries they're going to affect or influence.
Yep.
And then what's the developer community, right?
Yep.
That's more important.
Yep.
Who's building on this stuff, right? And then, you know, if you're interested at that point, say, okay, here's my $100, you know, here's my $20 or whatever.
Yep.
I'll give you an example. Shani, my coworker, she took me out for lunch a couple months ago. Ethereum was really low. She didn't know much about crypto. And she said, I asked, how do you want to get paid, you know, for the lunch? So like, you can get it in cash or I can give it to you in Ethereum. She's like, what's Ethereum? I'm like, okay, so I'll just give it in Ethereum. If for some value, the face value goes down, you know, come back and you get your cash back, your $25. If it goes up, it's yours.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's gone up like crazy, right? She's like, how do I learn more about it?
Right.
So I did that as not because I want her to go buy more, you know, of the crypto, but I wanted her, that was an on-ramp or a way for her to understand how this new world is operating.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
And that actually triggered her efficacy and the learning curiosity to go learn about it.
So it's very interesting, you know, my mom and dad in the early 80s bought our house.
Yep.
And they paid a couple hundred thousand for it. The house was gone up in significant value into the multi-millions.
Yeah.
Congratulations. No. This isn't a bragging position. This is more like, I said to my mom when I was probably, I don't know, late 20s.
Yep.
Mom, why didn't you buy the whole street? And she's like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
She goes, that $200,000 that we pay for that house is the equivalent of, you know, a 5, 10, whatever millions of dollars it is now. And so she goes, it's relative. So I think what you're saying, PK, is if people want to dabble, understand that it's not an overnight thing.
Yeah.
Maybe that $20 in 10 years might be worth $20,000, which would be way, I don't really know, don't challenge my maths on it, but it may be better than putting that $20 in, you know, Westpac or Combank or whoever, and just leaving the bank account for 20 years. But let's not get carried away here, guys. I have a better appreciation, just superficially, from what you've said, versus the banter that goes on, and my friends know about this banter. Where, you know, they're like, quickly buy, quickly sell. Like, no. Buy with what you can afford to lose and hold. And hopefully over time, you're saying 10, 15 years, it'll go up.
Yeah.
Because what gave us the 2.0 boom or the dot-com boom is you're saying now is... now at a 3.0 level, and we're at such an infancy of that new generation that it does make sense to try and buy something to hold on to a little longer than 48 hours, guys, or
so,
a week.
So let me give you another vocabulary, if I may. Right?
Sure.
Because so, people use the word buy, hold, you know, sell, invest, you know, divest and all that stuff. So, I'm going to date myself. I've got gray hair, so it's okay.
If
I came to you in 1999 and I said, you know, Toby, you know, do you want to get involved in Cisco? You know, or we're building this protocol called SMTP and POP3.
Yeah.
You know, do you want to get involved? And you're like, if you're not an engineer and if you didn't know what we could build on top of it,
sure,
you probably would not be able to comprehend and, you know, get involved in it, whether as an engineer or a growth hack, or even like a business development person,
yeah,
or a VP of sales or a CEO or CEO, whatever the role is, right?
Sure.
So back in the days, even if you were a smart VC and if you had, you know, tens of millions of dollars, only a select few were invited to come and sit in rooms where they could invest in Intel, Cisco, you know, Facebook,
yep,
Airbnb, and Uber.
Right? Yeah.
Whereas what's happening today is, you know, these protocols, what we call as Web 3.0 protocols or crypto,
sure,
protocols, are available and it's open source.
Yep.
Anyone can go read the white paper. Anyone can go and read the source code, which is available in GitHub,
mm-hmm,
and then understand. I reckon that particular protocol is going to take off, or it's got enough, you know, of use cases surrounding it.
Yep.
You know, I want to get involved, right? So you can get involved as simple as in, you know, writing documentation in GitHub.
Sure.
Or say, you know, I want to run a node. You know,
yep,
for running a technical node, you get rewarded in the underlying protocols.
Yep.
So what just happens is because you're in there playing the game,
sure,
it's like, I'll give you a tennis analogy. If you can watch the game two ways, you can be on the court and play it,
yep,
or you can actually be in the, you know, as a spectator, right?
Sure.
So all I'm inviting, you know, everyone to say, come and play the game,
yep,
of Web 3.0.
Yep.
And then one of those things will just get your interest really high.
Yep.
And you'll find a role for yourself.
Yep.
And then you'll get rewarded, you know, whether, because you're learning so much, you're going to launch your own startup in that space.
Sure.
Or you might get involved in a high growth startup.
Yep.
And the probability,
yep,
and propensity of you being successful is really high.
Yep.
Because you're actually playing the game.
So that brings, for me, and I'm hoping it does for you, that brings a lot of sense and structure to cryptocurrency and the new flavor and the peaks and the troughs of all that. So I'm really glad we had the conversation. We could go on for days. I'm conscious that after 8 minutes, you guys aren't interested in hearing,
yes,
us talk anymore. So I really want to kind of round it out there. I got to be honest, walking into this conversation, I don't want to say I was anti, because I wasn't educated, and all this information that's getting thrown at me on my Twitter feed, in LinkedIn, in iMessage conversations, WhatsApp, etc., was just very overwhelming. But I think that you've created a very sensible, logical path. And I hope that you guys feel that way too. And, you know, guys, just go forward just with those basic points that PK brought up today. And that is that we are eventually going to be going to a 3.0 web. The websites and sort of like the tools and apps and all that stuff that we're used to today is built on a sort of like a 2.0 framework. And this thing is progressing to AI, autonomous driving. There's a whole bunch of things that are going to happen. And so if you can afford to lose something, take a bet or invest. I wouldn't go and bet the whole house because I think it's a little volatile right now. And I think it's volatile because people don't really understand it and they're just trading like crazy and trying to get rich quick. But I trust PK. I think his knowledge is pretty sound, and I hope you guys got value out of it today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey guys, this is Toby from Creative Cubes. If you like the podcast, please give it a thumbs up or make some comments. Perhaps you'd like to share it. Thanks, guys.